Yes, indeed, it has been 2 years now complete ever since this child has been missing. We haven't heard anything, you know, tangible from the police. The only thing that I think we heard was of a body which was found marked. And then the description of that body, according to the police, because we were not actually given a chance to go see the body, they were now kind of like confirming that could be Lesego's body. And then the only thing that was still missing was DNA, of which it took forever. As I speak to you, we haven't had anything from the DNA because apparently the colonel who is handling the case said something like it didn't mesh, and then there were some kind of, you know, challenges regarding that kind of a process to be completed. Eventually, I believe that's when he came to say, okay, fine, it doesn't mesh. You know, that was all we had. But what was very disturbing for me, and I even made that comments or utterance to him to say, this is not adding up for me, because at first the colonel said to me the body was found marked, which has similar descriptions and features perhaps of Lesego. And then all of a sudden, after I've made several follow-ups, he came to me with a boot, you know, one boot of a shoe, and then they said this is what he found next to that body. And then the bones, which were also discovered in that particular scene, they were now covered with some kind of a jacket. And then he said to me, this is what they were talking about. But like I say, at first, when they told us that they found the body, they gave us an impression of that could be Lesego's body because of the features that they actually identified in that body. And then the boots that were actually found in the body, they were of the size similar to the girl of that age, Lesego. And then, like, now understand, underline something here, the boots, it were two boots, two shoes, you know. And then the dress code was obviously the black jean and the t-shirt. The bones were some kind of a child or a female person, you know, related to the Asian Lesego. Now, it was very, very traumatizing. And I said, you know what, I'm not going to stop myself with this because I can see her. I don't know if the police are reluctant to carry on with this case or what, or we are pushing, as it has always been like before. Now, obviously, the response will be like, oh no, we'll get back to you, whatever, you know. Okay, now of late, phone ya Lesego, for me, it has always been off, you know, ever since the police tried, attempted to call it, you know, after the message was sent to me on that fateful day. Né? Now, as I speak to you, I happen to scroll the phone, and then the phone is still stored in my phone because it's still my child, and I still believe for one day God will make whatever miracle. So I happen to find a male person, you know, status on the number, and then I made a greeting to this person to say hi. And then this person took 2 days not to respond to that message. Third day of my discovery, I managed to go to see that this message was read. And then this person subsequently removed his picture, his status on the phone. So it was very worrying. And then I rushed to the police. I asked them, if this is the situation, what can I think? Because the phone, Lesego for me, I suppose it's off because Lesego is not been recovered yet. They are going to actually now conduct a Section 204. However, he still will leave due to ill health. They will now conduct that Section 204, which will determine who is this person using Lesego's phone. And he made some kind explanation to say, normally when a network sees that the person is not using the phone for a certain period, they decide to give it to someone else, which I understood. But how can you be so sure? Because like I say, this person had a status on that phone. And then when I now send the greetings, he's eventually, you know, he subsequently took that photo of his from that number. So it didn't make sense to me. So we are still waiting for that Section 204 to hear what it will actually brings as a result. And yeah, we are still in pain. We are still in pain.